Imagine waking up one day and realizing your life's purpose is the exact opposite of everything you've been pursuing. This is precisely what happened to Scott Harrison. Once a high-flying New York nightclub promoter selling overpriced bottles and hedonism, Scott underwent a profound transformation that led him to create Charity Water, one of the most innovative nonprofits in the world. His journey from moral bankruptcy to meaningful impact demonstrates how radical reinvention is possible for anyone, regardless of their past. Scott's story isn't just about clean water. It's about the universal human thirst for purpose and redemption that resides in all of us. At age 4, Scott's life changed when his mother Joan collapsed from carbon monoxide poisoning, developing severe environmental illness that made her hypersensitive to modern chemicals. By 8, Scott had developed an acute sense of smell to protect her, detecting traces of chemicals on everything from handshakes to toys. At 9, he managed household duties while his mother stayed confined to her safe room. Raised in a devout Christian home, Scott learned early responsibility amid growing frustration. His father's choice to forgive the gas company's negligence, accepting a modest settlement instead of suing, established a moral foundation that Scott would later reject and ultimately return to. His teenage rebellion emerged through music, joining a band called Sunday River and revealing early business acumen by booking shows at prominent clubs. At 19, against his parents' wishes for Christian college, Scott left for New York City, a move that would begin a decade of excess. Scott's transformation from ambitious musician to nightclub promoter happened gradually, beginning when his band started falling apart. Through a producer named Patrick Allen, Scott learned the nightclub promotion business at upscale venues. When Patrick left for tour, Scott betrayed him by keeping his successful showcase and the money that came with it, an early sign of his moral compromise. By 2001, Scott and his business partner had perfected the models and bottles formula, bringing beautiful people and wealthy clients willing to spend thousands on premium alcohol. Scott earned $200,000 annually with perks like brand sponsorships and a Rolex watch. To outsiders, he embodied success, surrounded by beautiful women and expensive champagne. Yet by late 2003, at 28, the facade was crumbling. Scott began experiencing alarming episodes of numbness in his extremities. Sitting in a Manhattan neurologist's waiting room, he hesitated to honestly document his self-destructive habits, smoking 2 to 3 packs daily, consuming up to 10 alcoholic drinks nightly, and regularly using cocaine, Ambien, and MDMA. Despite weeks of medical tests revealing nothing physically wrong, Scott felt empty inside, having managed to become the worst version of myself. December 2003 marked Scott's transformation when a beach vacation in Uruguay became a wake-up call. While filming the party scene with his new camera, he captured the emptiness behind the revelry. Reading a book from his father about numbness and defective faith, Scott realized his materialistic lifestyle had left him spiritually hollow. In New York, still working as a club promoter, Scott reached his breaking point after a threatening encounter with an armed bouncer. He fled in a rented Mustang and during his Northeast road trip felt compelled to tithe a year of his life, dedicating 10% of his misspent decade to service. Despite multiple rejections from humanitarian organizations, Scott persisted. After liquidating his possessions, Mercy Ships accepted him as a volunteer photographer on their hospital ship to West Africa. In Benin, he documented thousands seeking medical care for severe facial deformities and tumors, including 14-year-old Alfred's journey from pre-surgery through recovery. Witnessing a young girl drink from a mosquito-infested pond transformed Scott's understanding of water poverty and sparked his mission to build wells, the foundation for what would become Charity Water. Returning to New York in 2006, Scott launched Charity Water at a trendy Meatpacking District nightclub, ironically using his promoter skills for good. Leveraging his connections, Scott secured the venue for free, convinced a liquor sponsor to provide an open bar, and decorated the walls with powerful photos from Uganda. 700 guests donated at least $20 each, raising $15,000 in a single night. To overcome widespread skepticism about charities, Scott established three revolutionary principles: the 100% model, every public dollar funds water projects; proof of impact, providing photos, GPS coordinates, and videos of completed projects; and inspiring branding that avoided guilt tactics common in charity advertising. Despite early success raising money for water projects, Charity Water nearly collapsed in 2008 when their operating account was nearly empty. Scott refused to borrow from the water account, seeing it as a black and white integrity issue. Salvation came unexpectedly through Michael Birch, co-founder of Bebo, who wired $1 million after being impressed by Scott's commitment to transparency. To solve their overhead funding challenges long-term, Scott created The Well, a program for donors who would commit to covering administrative costs. This allowed every public donation to go directly to water projects, fulfilling their 100% promise. In 2009, Scott and his team developed My Charity Water, a social fundraising platform that democratized giving. Anyone could build fundraising campaigns, including 7-year-old Max, who raised $22,000, and 9-year-old Rachel Beckwith, whose posthumous campaign raised over $1.2 million after her tragic death in a car accident. As Charity Water grew, Scott became increasingly concerned about sustainability. After witnessing broken wells, he refused to accept the water sector's standard that 40% of wells in sub-Saharan Africa were non-functional. This commitment led to a game-changing $5 million Google Impact Award to develop monitoring technology, raising functionality from 60% to 90% in Ethiopia. To solve funding stability issues, Scott created The Spring, a monthly giving program that has grown to over 20,000 members from 94 countries, providing reliable support for water programs worldwide. At Charity Water's 10th anniversary gala, Scott connected donors with Ethiopian villagers through the Someone Like You concept. The evening featured a live well drilling broadcast, showing water shooting skyward as villagers celebrated. Witnessing this immediate impact moved donors to contribute $3.1 million in just 15 minutes. Scott's mission was fueled by tragic stories like 13-year-old Letikiros Halu, who took her life after spilling water she'd spent hours collecting. Such heartbreaking losses underscored the urgency of their work. A decade after Charity Water's first project, Scott visited their well in Uganda. Though weathered, it still served the village faithfully. An entire generation of children had grown up knowing only clean water. Scott's transformation, from selling expensive cocktails to providing life's essential resource, proves that change is possible for anyone. His journey shows that finding purpose often means leaving behind what we thought we wanted to serve what humanity truly needs.